Today we have sung this in commemoration and remembrance of this day, which is the anniversary of his disappearance from the mortal world. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has been remembered and worshipped by the Gaudiya Vaishnava community as the topmost example of pure loving service to Sri Guru and Gauranga. At the beginning of our bhajan today, we sang a beautiful song by Narottam Das, glorifying the spiritual master. And here, Narottam Das Thakur in this song is expressing to us, or let us say sharing with us, the expression of his feelings of separation from Lord Gauranga, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. Gauranga bolite habe pulaka sarir. He's praying. When, upon taking the name of Gauranga, will my voice be utterly choked up in the emotions of love? Hari Hari bolite nayane babe nir. And when upon chanting the holy name of Lord Hari, will the hairs of my body stand on end? And will every limb of this body tremble in the ecstasy of love? Arakabe nitai chan karuna hoibe, samsara vasana mora kabe tu chahabe. Narottam Das is singing that when will Lord Nityananda be merciful upon me? Lord Nityananda, the original spiritual master, is the only means by which we can approach Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just as we cannot approach Krishna without the spiritual master, so we cannot approach Sri Gaur Hari without first receiving the mercy of Guru in the form of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda's special mercy is that he relieves one from the burning pangs which are caused by material attachment and flickering desire. Narottam Das Thakur also sings in another song, Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Sushitala Ye Chayaya Chagata Juda. The lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are most refreshingly cool, like crores and crores of full moons. And the shade of his lotus feet relieves one from the scorching heat of material existence. And then Narottam, in the longing of separation due to his intense humility, he is praying, Vishayacha diya kabe shuddha habimana kabima hama heribo sri brindavan. When, O Lord, will that day be mine? When my mind and senses will stop longing and burning with the desire for sense enjoyment. Because it is only on that day that the holy land of Vrindavan will be revealed to me. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Haibe Akuti Kabe Hama Bhujabase Jugala Puriti Rupa Raghunatha Pade Rahu Moras Pratana Koro Ye Sada Narottamo Das. Narottam Das Thakur is here humbling himself and taking shelter of the six Goswamis headed by Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, explaining that through their divine literatures, one can enter into the understanding of the conjugal loving affairs of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And by following the directions of the Goswamis through their literatures and through their representatives on this earth, one can attain to pure devotional service. Of course, Srila Prabhupada explained that Narottam Das Thakur, although he has written his beautiful poems in very simple and understandable Bengali language, the purports of these verses are as much, if not more, significant to our spiritual lives as the original Vedic mantras, because they are filled with the most possible intensified loving feelings toward Krishna and his devotees. And in order to really appreciate and enter into the sublime nectar of these beautiful poems, we should learn a little about the life of Srila Narottam Das Thakur and his special incarnation in this world. There are several books which give biographies of Narottam Das Thakur. One is the Narottam Vilas by Narahari Chakravarti Das. And I'd like to cite a few of the incidents explained in this book, which is relished and accepted by all the great acharyas of the Gaudiya tradition. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on his celebrated journey from Jagannath Puri Dham to Vrindavan Dham, he stopped in a place called Ramakeli. That is where he first met his two most important of all disciples, Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatan Goswami, who were then the prime ministers of the entire state of Bengal under the Nawab Hussein Shah, who was king. Just on the outskirts of Ramakeli, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was along with Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur and several other of his very confidential associates, he came to the river of the name Padma. And there, upon looking into the deep blue waters, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went into a trance of divine love. And he began to look toward the other side of that river, toward the little village of Khetori. And there he raised his arms and began to cry out in such emotion that nobody could understand the reason. He cried out, Narottam, 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 Narottam. And as he was chanting Narottam, this beautiful name, tears swelled from his eyes, his body began to tremble. Lord Nityananda had seen Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during kirtan exhibit symptoms of ecstatic love, but never like this before. Completely in a maddened state, he began to run back and forth, fall to the ground, get up, running back and forth, meanwhile raising his arms, crying out, Narottam, Narottam. And after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to his external senses, he secretly took Lord Nityananda to the side, and he explained why this most magnificent manifestation took place. He said, very soon, one of my eternal associates from Goloka Vrindavan will appear in this world. He will appear in that village of Khetori, and his name will be Narottam. This Narottam Das, I will invest within him all of the sweet relish of my realization of the kirtan of the holy name. And it is he who will spread the glories of the sweetness of the chanting of the holy name through his example and through his beautiful writings for all time to come. And he said to Lord Nityananda that you are the original guru. All the spiritual masters in the Gaudiya Vaishnava line, and actually in all lines, are representatives of Lord Nityananda, who is the direct incarnation of Sri Balaram, the elder brother of Sri Krishna of Brijabhumi. He told Lord Nityananda that at this time, tomorrow, when I bathe in the river Padma, I am going to leave within this river the entire treasure house of all my love for God, Sri Krishna. And it will be waiting for Narottam to be given as a sacred gift. And the next day, early in the morning, as the sun was rising, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, and the other associates came to bathe in the river Padma. And when Sri Mahaprabhu bathed, the personification of that river, Padma Devi, appeared to him. And she inquired, I can understand your great love for this Narottam. And I can understand that you have left within my care your divine bhava of prema bhakti. But how will I know when this Narottam comes? And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that when this Narottam Das places his body within your waters, you will feel and experience such an infinite joy resurging from your very soul that you will know who he is. And at that time, you invest with him the divine treasure of prema bhakti. And as they were leaving, he told Lord Nityananda that you please make sure that you personally guide Narottam to this place. So shortly after this, in the village of Keturi, Narottam Das Thakur was born. He was born as the son of an immensely wealthy landowner who was actually considered king. His name was Krishnananda Das, and his mother's name was Narayani. And when he was born, all the most virtuous and auspicious characteristics were manifested on his body. And everyone around in the entire village, their greatest happiness and joy was simply to look upon the beautiful face of this young Narottam. It is explained by Narahari Chakravarti that when Narottam Das came to that age of the samskara, when you put the first grain of rice, everyone in the whole village was so anxious to see it. Because everything about Narottam's features, his activities during his infancy, were just so beautiful and so loving. Everything about him was simply perfect. People could not get over it. And when his father and the others came to put the grain of rice within his mouth, he closed his mouth, turned his head, and pushed the rice away. And they tried again, and he was absolutely repulsed by the idea of eating this rice. And there was a great uproar of despondency. Everything in this child's life has gone so well. Now this is a very inauspicious sign. What are we to do? And at that time, a pure Vaishnava came into the assembly. And he told the father that you must first offer the rice to Krishna. So they took the rice to the temple and offered it to Krishna. And then they brought back this Mahaprasad. And Narottam, this little baby, not only did he eat one grain, but he ate all of it. And then everybody understood that this child is a very special devotee of Lord Hari. And from that day on, his parents would only feed him the Mahaprasad of Sri Krishna, because he refused to accept anything else. As Narottam Das was growing older, he met one very, very elderly devotee of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu. His name was Krishna Das. And Narottam, although in his studies he was magnificent, how he would just learn everything in all of his academics so quickly, nobody could understand how it was possible. And he was such a perfectly behaved child in every regard. And he never considered himself, even from his very childhood, he was always simply aspiring to help others, to do good for others, to show kindness to others. When he met this Krishna Das, Krishna Das began to narrate to him the story of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Narottam heard this, his heart was just filled with love. And when he heard the glories of Lord Nityananda, Srivas, Gadadhar, Murari, as he heard of the loving relationships between Lord Gaurasundar and his devotees, he simply became enwrapped in ecstatic love. Day and night he could only think of this and this alone. And one day Krishna Das explained the beautiful narration of one of the great servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of the name Srinivas, and how he was longing to see Lord Chaitanya. And he left his home for Jagannath Puri, but en route he found that Lord Chaitanya had left this world, and the great pangs of Srinivas Acharya. And then as he went into Jagannath Puri, he went to take shelter of Lord Nityananda, but he also had left. In this way, Narottam Das was filled with the ecstatic narration of Srinivas. And he was simply crying out, when will that day be mine, when I could meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's divine associates? And one day while Narottam was meditating in this way, he fell asleep. And at that time, Lord Nityananda appeared to him in a dream. And he took Narottam by the hand and said, you must come to the river Padma tomorrow, and you must take your bath. So the next morning, when Narottam awoke, he went to the river Padma. And he submerged his body in that river, and as he came out, right before his eyes manifested the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya, with tears of love in his eyes, embraced Narottam and soaked him within tears. And as he embraced him, the essence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's love entered into Narottam Das Thakur's heart. And he began to tremble, and he began to cry, and he came out of the river, and he was simply dancing and chanting on the banks of the river throughout the day. He forgot what was his family, what was his body, who he was. He was simply immersed in the loving embrace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Meanwhile, his parents became very, very worried because he had not come home. So they sent servants searching for him. And when they came to the river Padma, they just saw him just leaping in the air, very gracefully dancing and chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. and they brought him home. And something very special had happened to him. Narottam had a very, very dark complexion. But when he embraced Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not only the love, but the complexion of Sriman Mahaprabhu entered into him, and his body transformed into a beautiful golden color. And his mother and his father and his relatives and friends, they could not understand, what has happened to you? Your color has changed to a beautiful molten gold, and you're constantly crying like an adolescent who is longing for his loved one, simply weeping and weeping and crying. And Narottam Das Thakur told them, I am no longer concerned with all of these worldly affairs you are trying to connect me with. I simply want to be with my Lord Gauranga and his associates. And his family became very worried. So they put so many people around him. But every day he would sit and hear on the banks of the river from Krishna Das. And it became such an experience for him, listening to the beautiful narrations of the Lord, that throughout the day he would simply cry. He would condemn himself. How unlucky and sinful I am that I have appeared in this world after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has already left. I have come to this world after Lord Nityananda has gone back to Vaikuntha, the Goloka, the spiritual platform. In this way, in the pangs of love and separation, Narottam could not eat and he could not sleep. Then one day, by the sweet arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narottam Das fell asleep. And at that time, Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his beautiful golden form, appeared before him. His hair cascading in a beautiful blackish complexion was falling down to the center of his back, along his shoulders. His beautiful lotus eyes, his broad chest, his long arms stood before Narottam. And when Narottam saw him, he simply fell at the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, placed his head on his feet. And Sriman Mahaprabhu, Lord Gaurasundar, took the soles of his feet and placed them on the top of the head of Narottam. And then he lifted Narottam Das and embraced him with love. And he said, my dear Narottam, I can no longer tolerate seeing the tears constantly flowing from your eyes in separation from me. Your crying and the pangs of your love have brought me here this evening. Now, Narottam, this is my order to you. Go to Vrindavan. And when you go to Vrindavan, I want you to fall at the feet of my intimate associate, Srila Lokanath Goswami. Accept him as your Guru Maharaj and receive initiation from him. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left. And this only made things worse. Now that Narottam again had seen Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his dream, he woke up. And he was crying, now he's gone, now he's gone. Again he has left me. And he began to cry and cry and cry in great love. And then by the arrangement of the divine potency, again he fell asleep. And this time, right before his eyes, he saw the river Ganges. And all around him was the beautiful abode of Navadvip Dham. And soon he heard the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And there was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his arms raised, dancing in great ecstasy. And then manifesting right before his eyes was Lord Nityananda, Sri Gadadhar, Sri Advaita, Srivas Thakur, Haridas Thakur, all of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were all dancing together with Lord Chaitanya in the beautiful land of Navadvip Dham. And Narottam Das Thakur was thinking, how fortunate I am. Merged in ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came right before him, embraced him, and said, Narottam, I am pleased with you. Now, I want to give you to the care of all of my divine representatives. And then Lord Nityananda placed his feet upon his head and embraced him and said, Narottam, go to Vrindavan. And then Sri Advaita embraced him with tears of love, bathing him with that emotion. Narottam, now you go to Vrindavan. In this way, he received the causeless blessings of all of these great incarnations of Godhead and these pure devotees of the Lord. So when Narottam awoke, he was simply waiting for the opportunity. And when that opportunity came, he secretly left his home en route to Vrindavan. At that time, he was only 16 years old. And when his mother and father had found out that he had left, they were very much disturbed. And they sent a whole multitude of guards and police officers to find him. And some distance away, sure enough, there was Narottam, dancing down the road, chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Narottam recognized his servants and his guards, and they said, Narottam, we are going to take you home. And Narottam, with great love and humility, he said, I understand what you're doing, and I appreciate it. Understand that I am like a chaste wife. That when a chaste wife, when her husband dies, she naturally longs to enter into the flames with her husband to perform the sati rite. And the relatives and the friends that love her so dearly, they try to stop her. So similarly, I am the chaste servant of Lord Sri Krishna and Lord Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And my great longing is to enter into the fire of the pure loving service of them. And you are all like my very good friends and relatives. You are trying to stop me. But please understand the vow that I have taken as the chaste wife of the Lord, and allow me to do this. And when the chief of this group of guards heard this, tears came to his eyes, and he said, Narottam, you please go to Vrindavan. No one can stop you. And then that man took money from his own pocket and said, here's some money to help you on the way. And then they went back to the village of Keturi, and they told Narottam's father that he has received this loving emotion of Sri Gaura Hari, and he is being called to Vrindavan Dham. As he was walking, he was very inexperienced. After all, he was a prince. He was used to a very luxurious life. It is described that his feet became covered with blisters. And he didn't know the ways of living in the forest, so he had nothing to eat for days. But these things did not concern him. Simply the expectation of going to Vrindavan and chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, was the ultimate fulfillment of all Narottam's desires. but his body was becoming emaciated. And at that time, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, disguised as a Brahmin, appeared to him and gave him some milk to drink to nourish him and relieved him of all of his distress and all of his fatigue. It is described that as Narottam was approaching Vrindavan, he came to the land of Mathura, and he went to the holy place of Vishramghat, and there he took bath in the holy waters of Jamuna, and there he rested, and he met one very great Vaishnav devotee of the Lord. And Narottam asked, "Can you tell me what is the news of Braja?" And the Vaishnav told him that just recently Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatan Goswami, Srila Raghunath Bhat Goswami, and Srila Kashishwara Mishra, that divine associate of Sriman Mahaprabhu, they have all left this world for Goloka Vrindavan. And upon hearing this, Narottam was feeling great, great lamentation and separation from these great souls, that I have come all the way to Vrindavan and they have left. And in this crying state, he fell unconscious. And in that state, Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Bhat Goswami, and Kashishwar Mishra, they all appeared to him. And they lifted him up, and they embraced him, and said, "Narottam, you go take shelter of Sri Jiva Goswami, and you will receive all of our blessings through him." So Narottam, who was only a child, he awoke, and the Brahmin was feeling so sorry that this boy, he's so beautiful, and he's so lean, and he's so young, how will he survive? And he's so filled with loving emotions. He said, "Please come to my home, let me feed you." And Narottam said, "Simply let me go to Vrindavan. Show me the way to Vrindavan. I do not want to waste even another moment." He said, "I am too old to go with you." So he sent some of his associates to bring Narottam to Vrindavan. And there he arrived at the Radha Govinda Dev temple of Srila Rupa Goswami. And upon seeing the beauty of Govinda Dev, his heart was filled with love. And at that time, the news came to Jiva Goswami that Narottam had arrived, who he was long awaiting, because Rupa and Sanatan had told him that this special associate of the Lord would come. So Jiva Goswami, he ran to the temple of Radha Govindaji, and there he saw Narottam Das. And he laid Narottam on his lap and patted him like his own child. And then he sent a message to Srinivas Acharya, who also came running to meet Narottam. Many beautiful relationships between Narottam Das Thakur and the residents of Vrindavan were established during these next few days. But I would like to just briefly touch on one very instructive and important relationship that Narottam Das Thakur had received. Srila Jiva Goswami brought Narottam Das to Srila Lokanath Das Goswami. Lokanath Das Goswami had already received a vision that Narottam was coming. In fact, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the love of his life, appeared and said, "I want you to initiate Narottam. He will be your disciple. He is coming to you tomorrow." So Lokanath prepared wonderful prasad, which he offered to his worshipable deities, Radha Vinod. And when Narottam arrived, they both sat and took prasad together. And as they were finishing, relishing this wonderful prasad, Narottam explained to Lokanath, upon his request, the whole story of his life. And then Narottam said, this is actually very unbefitting that I am sitting along with you taking prasad, because you are an exalted Vaishnav and I do not even have a guru. I have no position without a spiritual master. I should not be sitting next to you. And Lokanath Goswami replied, what need is there for you to have a guru? Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally appeared to you and embraced you on several occasions. And I can see by the love of your heart that he has personally imbued within your heart prema bhakti, pure love of God. Mahaprabhu himself is your guru. What do you need guru for? And Narottam Das said, no. Do you not understand that I am the lowest, the most fallen, the most wretched of all men? Not even a drop of love of God has entered into my heart. I am addicted to all sinful activities, and my mind is always disturbed by material attachments. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally ordered me to accept a spiritual master. Without the grace of a guru, I have no position in this world or in the next. Please be merciful upon me. Accept me as your disciple. Now Lokanath Goswami, he was living in a secluded place. And after Rupa and Sanatan left, he made a vow he would never, ever, ever accept a disciple. He would never initiate. So he told Narottam that you are asking me to be your guru, but it is not so easy. According to the scripture, first a person should attentively chant the holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, for at least one full year, and study the scriptures, and live a very, very disciplined life. And then one may accept a spiritual master. So Narottam Das, with great humility, he took shelter of the holy name. And every day he would attend the beautiful discourses of Lokanath Das Goswami. And while Lokanath would complete his prasad, Narottam, he would only eat his remnants. He would not touch anything else. And he would clean his place. And he would do all the most menial services for Lokanath Das Goswami. It is explained that Lokanath, very, very early in the morning, before the Brahma Muhurta hour, he would rise and he would take care of his morning duties. He would first go to respond to nature. And then he would go to bathe in Jamuna. And just when he was at the Jamuna, Narottam would always clean the place where he had passed and made it very nice for the next day when he would come. And he would also go into the little bhajan kutir of Lokanath and clean it thoroughly and fill all his vessels with water. And Lokanath Das Goswami was thinking, who is doing all this most menial service for me? Such a humble person. Who could this be? And one day, Narottam, as he was doing like this, Lokanath was hiding in the bushes to see what was happening. And he came out and he told Narottam that your humility and your desire for menial service is very great. By this time, a full year had passed. And Lokanath Goswami still did not mention initiation. And then another full year passed. And Narottam Das Thakur went on in this way, simply rendering menial service, chanting the holy names. And then one night when Lokanath Goswami was sleeping, Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to him in a dream and chastised him. He said, "My dear beloved devotee, did I not tell you to initiate Narottam Das? Why are you delaying so long?" And Lokanath Goswami could understand the will of the Lord. So days went by, and Lokanath was simply waiting for the next time that Narottam would request for him to accept him as a disciple. So one day Narottam, with a voice so sweet and so loving and so imbued with the humility of a true devotee, spoke very gently. He said that, you know, when a young woman wants to marry and she has her mind fixed on a particular husband, she cannot take her mind off her husband for anything or anyone else. She is simply waiting for the day that that marriage will take place. And during that time, she has to approach her father and appeal to her father, "Can you please make the arrangement that I could marry this man?" In the same way, I have been day and night appealing to my father, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, in his most munificent incarnation of Lord Chaitanya, to allow me to humbly serve you under this vow of chastity and be your disciple. And when Lokanath Das Goswami heard these words, he began to cry in ecstatic love. He embraced Narottam and literally bathed him with his tears. And at that time, he announced to all the devotees of Brajabhumi that, "Today I will initiate Narottam Das." And he initiated him in the holy name. He gave him the Diksha, Harinam, the chanting of the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He also initiated him in the sacred Gayatri Mantra. And seeing that Narottam had already attained such high levels of pure devotional service, he also revealed to Narottam Das Thakur his eternal relationship with Sri Krishna in the spiritual world. And then Lokanath Das Goswami told his dear disciple that, "Now I am entrusting you to Sri Jiva Goswami. You go to him, you live with him, you study the scriptures from him, you accept as your Shiksha Guru, and you serve him as his menial servant." And Narottam then went to the Radha Damodar temple, and there he was personally trained by Jiva Goswami in all of the Goswami literatures, in the proper process of chanting the holy names, and in the higher and higher levels of loving devotional service to the Lord. And on that day, Lokanath Das Goswami made a vow that, "I will never accept another disciple except him." And he preserved that vow for the rest of his life in this world. Narottam Das Thakur, along with Srinivas Acharya and Shyamananda Prabhu, studied together under Jiva Goswami. How sweet and beautiful the relationships of Vaishnavas were in those days, and how sweet they should be today. Shyamananda Prabhu was initiated by Hridoy Chaitanya. His guru lived in Orissa. Srinivas Acharya was initiated by Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who lived in Vrindavan. Narottam Das Thakur was initiated by Lokanath Goswami, who also lived in Vrindavan. But all of these three great acharyas, they had so much love and trust in one another, that they saw no difference between themselves and their intimate God brothers. In fact, they all entrusted their disciples to live with, be trained by, and receive the divine mercy of Jiva Goswami. And be his menial servant. Narottam Das Thakur, for many, many, many years, lived in Das Thakur, for many, many, many years, lived in Vrindavan. And then he was asked by Jiva Goswami to take the blessings of Lokanath Das, his guru, and then go and travel throughout all of Bengal to preach the message of the holy name, Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. And that he did for the rest of his life through the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And he established a particular style of kirtan. He would sing so sweetly, and he would organize that everyone would dance in certain timings. And it was so beautiful that anyone who saw the kirtan of the devotees of Narottam, their hearts would melt with love, and they would simply want to be a part of it. And of course, Narottam Das Thakur is most well known for the beautiful songs that he have written. In our songbook, we have a few of them. How they are so saturated with the humble feelings of a pure devotee for Lord Sri Krishna and his spiritual master. So on these very sacred days, it is our greatest fortune and blessing to remember the lives of these great saints and to hear their teachings and to aspire to follow in their footsteps and to become the servant of the servant of the servant of their beloved servants. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
There is a
particular song which was written by Srila Narottam Das Thakur and included within his very beautiful book called Prarthana. And this song is entitled Lamentation Due to Separation from the Lord and His Associates. And for many hundreds and hundreds of years within our tradition, on the days of the disappearance of the great Vaishnavas, we sing this song in their honor.